From Topcast in London, this is the Africa Week. Today is Friday, the 17th of May. Here's Topcast's top pick of African stories this week. Chad has a new leader, or rather it doesn't, after highly significant elections 2 weeks ago. In what's seen as the first test case of the transition from military rule to democracy in the region, the former military leader, Mamad Debi, became the new president after winning over 60% of the vote. Analysts say the outcome is no surprise, but the timing of the announcement is, with results coming 2 weeks earlier than expected. So, is this a legitimization of power, or just the latest stage of a power grab? And will other juntas in the region now do the same? Also this week, large parts of East Africa went offline as another major internet outage hit the continent, the third since the start of the year. Yet again, it was damage to undersea cables that was to blame. Just days away from what's been called the most important election in 30 years, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa signed into law a highly controversial health bill this week. Now, it's meant to significantly increase access to quality healthcare through a single state fund, but critics say the costs are enormous and burdens will be put on the country's shrinking tax base to fund it. Doctors are also going to be scared off, they say, and corruption and looting will flourish. It gives people something to vote for, though. The opposition says it will take the government to court to stop the bill. Research published this week pinpoints the origin of the iconic baobab, or upside-down tree. Often used to symbolize the African continent, the tree originated in Madagascar 21 million years ago, and their seeds then traveled on the oceans to mainland Africa and to Australia. Cooking stoves are vital for many families in Africa who can't afford gas or electricity, but pretty devastating for the environment and for health. A major get-together this week looked at the issue, and they came up with a plan of sorts, $2.2 billion to fund better, cleaner cooking methods across the continent. And Ghana's had a cultural coup this week. One of the world's greatest ever musicians, Stevie Wonder, became a citizen. The icon said simply, "This is where I need to be." That's a selection of Topcast's top stories from Africa this week. Why don't you have a look at show notes for links to more on these stories?